I was staying at the time with my uncle and his wife. Although she was my aunt, I never thought of her as anything but the wife of my uncle. Partly because he was so big and trumpeting and red hairy, and used to fill every inch of the hot little house like an old buffalo squeezed into an airing cupboard. And partly because she was so small and silk and quick, and made no noise at all as she whisked about on padded paws, dusting the china dogs, feeding the buffalo, setting the mouse traps that never caught her. And once she sneaked out of the room to squeak in a nook or nibble in the hayloft, you forgot she had ever been there.